Good afternoon, everybody. This is Paul Martin again at UK Cameraman on Twitter. Give me a follow if you like. It is the 5th day of November, which means it is Guy Fawkes Night here in the UK. Now, for those of you who are listening abroad who don't know about Guy Fawkes Night and the 5th of November and the gunpowder plot, I'm going to give you a little bit of history. It's not going to be very in-depth, but just to give you an idea of what a lot of people here in the UK will be doing tonight. Because on the 5th of November every year in the UK, it's Guy Fawkes Night. And we have big bonfires and fireworks and all sorts of celebrations surrounding the bonfire and the fireworks. And over the years, it's got a bit sort of commercialised and what have you. And, well, I'm guessing people may have forgotten exactly what today is all about. And for those of you abroad, you may not have heard of it at all. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. The Gunpowder Plot of 1605. A long time ago, it was often called the Gunpowder Treason Plot or the Jesuit Treason, and it involves a guy called Guy Fawkes, who has become the well-known figure of the Gunpowder Plot, but he was not the leader of the Gunpowder Plot. That was a guy called Catesby. Now, the reason why this happened was because in 1605, a group of English Catholics, led by Robert Catesby, had a plan to blow up the House of Lords, which is next to the House of Commons. It's all in the same building in London. And they wanted to do it during the state opening of the Parliament on the 5th of November, 1605. Basically, a group of English Catholics who are as follows. Robert Catesby was the leader, but his fellow plotters were John Wright, Thomas Wintour, Thomas Percy, Guy Fawkes, Robert Keyes, Thomas Bates, Christopher Wright, Robert Wintour, John Grant, Sir Ambrose Rookwood, Sir Everard Digby, and Francis Tresham. And Guy Fawkes, because he had been in the military for over 10 years before he became a member of the plotters, he was given charge of the explosives. So that might give you an idea of why Guy Fawkes is the one who is particularly remembered all of these hundreds of years later. What they wanted to do was to kill King James I of England and replace him with a Catholic monarch. So, those were the plotters. They wanted to blow up the houses of the House of Lords, sorry, not the Houses of Parliament, that's quite different, the House of Lords, because that's where the King would be on the 5th of November 1605. So that's the Gunpowder Plot. Those were the people involved, and that's what they wanted to do. Now, they were all caught, basically. Guy Fawkes was caught underneath the Houses of Lords, the House of Lords, and he was caught with, I think, 35 barrels of explosives, which basically would have reduced the whole Parliament building to rubble had it gone off. And he was caught on the 5th of November. Sorry, the 4th of November. It was the night before. The state opening of Parliament was on the 5th of November. So on the 4th of November, at night, he was caught underneath the House of Lords with the explosives. Hence, he is the one remembered. And because they caught him and tortured him, he revealed the names of his fellow plotters who basically, once they discovered that the plot had been uncovered and it was a failure, ran for their lives. But eventually, through various battles, they were either caught or killed whilst fleeing. And those that were caught were executed, which leads me into what I was talking to you about yesterday. The methods of execution that we used to put people through. Now, Guy Fawkes and his fellow surviving plotters were hung, drawn and quartered. So they were hung until nearly dead. Their entrails were taken out whilst they were still alive, and I dare say they were emasculated also. A terrifying death. But they had planned an insurrection against their king, and that was the punishment for doing so. And now, all these hundreds of years later, we have what's called Guy Fawkes Day, Bonfire Night or Firework Night, on the 5th of November every year. And that is the reason why we do so. So I hope that's informed you as to what Bonfire Night here in the UK is, what it was for, and what it is remembering. Because I dare say a lot of people have forgotten what it's all about. And for those of you who have never heard of it, this is what we do in the UK today. And that's going to be tonight. So fireworks, bonfires, toffee apples, baked potatoes, lots of beer and all that sort of thing going on tonight. So it's normally quite a good night if you can get to one of the big organised ones that go on in various towns and cities all over the United Kingdom. So there you are, a little bit of history for you. I hope you enjoyed that. I will speak to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.